Our partners at Honolulu Civil Beat have our daily dose of reality today. Chad Blair on the line with the latest on an audit on the city's Department of Planning and Permitting. Hi, Chad.
Good morning, Catherine.
So tell us more about this story. That poor department's just been beaten up all this past year.
Well, talk about reality check. I think one of the things we've heard many times over the years and the decades that an obstacle to getting building going projects is the Department of Planning and Permitting. Now, mind you, DPP controls Oahu, but that's where the bulk of the population is, the bulk of the projects. And the permitting process has taken a long time, anecdotally, to get projects up to speed. That's really frustrating to the building industry, which is trying to meet a demand. Well, this new report, which is from Christina Jedra, who can't be here today because she's at the Capitol covering one of those briefings that's going on. There's a new audit that actually gives some credence to that anecdotal evidence that there's something going on at DPP that takes too long to review these permit applications. And there's few controls that are in place, lax controls is actually the word that she used in her report, that aren't allowing these projects to go through, these permits to be approved. And that's frustrating a lot of folks.
You know, there was a time when this department was actually two departments. It was the building department and the Department of, I think, land use. and they reorganized it, changed the city charter, and then it became one. But it's a good thing to have an audit to say, okay, is this really as efficient as it can be?
Yeah, are things really being done in a timely manner? And bottom line, the city auditor is saying no. It gave a couple of examples that were a little bit shocking. One is the fact that private companies apparently are gaming the permit system, the application system, which is disadvantaging other folks that are trying to get their permits through. The audit actually cites a company, does not identify the company, but says this company in particular has monopolized the appointment system. And what they do is they book under alternative names. In other words, it's the same company using different names to use up more appointment times. And in that business in this particular case booked 21%, one-fifth of the appointment slots that were available over a year. So that's just one example of where the system is really not being supervised properly and people are, as the report said, gaming the system.
Yeah, I mean, that's just not right for everybody else.
And here's another thing that kind of leapt off the page. There has been an effort to try and move things through. In fact, though, a lot of permits carry over year to year, about 2,500 total. Well, I can understand they may not be able to get to all those permits. But here's another statistic. Over the last 5 years, applications have actually declined 21%. Well, if you're having a one-fifth decline in the number of people applying, why are the same number on average of permits carrying over year to year? So that's another concern. I should say that DPP would not comment directly on what the audit said, but is recognizing that there are concerns, findings, and conclusions that were brought forth in the audit have been broadly accepted. I'm going to use that word in quote marks, broadly accepted by DPP. But again, to be clear, they would not comment formally to Civil Beat about the audit's findings.
Now, I know that they do have a problem with unemployment being so low. And I'm sure they probably got some open positions.
Yeah, in fact, there are recommendations that the auditor says could be helpful. I'll just give you a couple of them. One of them is low pay. The positions generally are not paying enough. That's not helpful when you're trying to attract a skilled workforce, because that's another thing that was identified by the audit, that you have people with not necessarily the right skill set in place to help process these permits. There's low morale in general. You can imagine how that low pay is contributing to that, as well as the burden of the workload itself. There's also been a lot of turnover, some supervising problems, and finally, a lack of proper training. All those things combined together, and that's why the auditor is recommending the DPP look to up the skill set, to up the pay to attract more qualified people to process these permits.
Yeah, and I think during the fall, if I recall, DPP set aside a day where, they don't have to do a lot of interaction with the public, because they needed the staff to focus on, you know, the plans coming in.
Yeah, DPP, to its credit, to the auditor's observations, it has implemented some new policies. It has had some progress in changes, the one that you mentioned. But the bottom line, the auditor is saying you need to do more. This was another thing that kind of stood out. The auditor apparently spoke to a former director. I wonder who that is. They wouldn't identify who that is. But, you know, when you don't identify, sometimes you get someone to sort of spill the beans. And one of the things that the auditor found was that they had a one-time review program that was implemented about 2 years ago, a year and a half ago. And this is for 1 to 2 family unit dwellings, right? Pretty small construction site. It's not like you're building a big tower. Well, it turns out that they processed only 9 of those 29 permits meeting that criteria. Why did it take? I mean, here you are basically trying to expedite, get through these programs, these applications for projects that are just not that huge. And yet, even in this case, they were not able to meet the right criteria to move the process forward and get those buildings under construction.
Right. And I recall there was a time when there was a huge backlog on permits over the years.
Yeah.
And I know that, you know, they have really tried to do things to expedite the process, you know, whether it's reviewing for buildings that are 50 years or older, or, you know, the solar permits. I mean, they really have kind of risen to the challenge to try and beat back the backlog, but
right.
Obviously room for improvement.
Yeah. And one final thing real quickly, you know, you actually pay for those permits. The people that apply, there's a fee associated. Well, guess what? If you're not processing that permit, the fees are not coming into the coffers of DPP, and that, of course, is city and county money. So right. Something else to think about.
Okay. All right. Well, we'll see what happens after this audit.
Thanks, Catherine.
All righty. That was political and opinion editor Chad Blair with today's Reality Check. Read Christina Jedra's. Go to civilbeat.org. Go online.